Hello all.
Hey, how you doing? And welcome back to Car Talk.
With Jody
and Eugene, the funky 70s TV show music. We're in a car, we're talking to you, and it is about the current events, the current affairs of things as it goes on the financial aspect of life and the so-called scarcity and lack that is seems to be spewing out of every media outlet available. You know,
it's being outpictured in our society right now because, some people may not be aware of this, but there's something called collective consciousness. I think a lot more people are becoming aware of this collective consciousness.
The collective is becoming aware of the collective.
However, knowing how powerful it is. So our collective consciousness over a certain amount of time has created this outpicturing of what is going on in the world right now. So we're here as Nam Yogis, as practical Kabbalists, as people in this society that live here as well, to say that we can do something different.
We can choose
a different consciousness.
We have the power.
And create a different outpicturing. You know, we touched on it with the election.
People
choosing something different, coming together as a collective for hope. And now, what I'm saying is we can continue. That gave me hope. Because I feel like we can continue this over other things, over a broader spectrum of, you know, what is really going on in this world.
What is really going on?
The image of lack.
Yes, indeed.
The illusion. And I know, what are some people saying? It's not an illusion.
Oh,
my bank
real.
Account is not.
My car get ready to get repossessed right now.
That's
the truth.
So we know that. We get that there are physical things happening in the physical realm that it shows us that, these things are real on a certain level. We're also saying that the consciousness you bring to it, how you feel about it, what you're thinking about it, what thoughts you're sending out into the collective consciousness, is what is helping to either perpetuate it, or as a collective, we can help stop it, change it.
So what are you doing? Are you contributing to the things you're complaining about? Are the thoughts prevalent in your mind the majority of the time making this world a better place or a place of hell, lack, limitation, pain, and suffering? And it's, straight up and down. I say straight up and down, and I you'll hear that term a lot, but I mean, that is a way that I express me being very straightforward. You know what I mean? I have the same issues myself. I have to continuously make sure that my thoughts are in a space that allow me to bring forth the things that I want. In other words, am I focused on the things that I want? Am I thinking about something that is going to get me my heart's desire? Or am I focused on how it's not going to happen, how it's so hard, how this, I can't see a way that I can make this, like those thoughts have caused this current state of affairs that we're in right now.
And guess what? There's a large amount of people that would like to keep us there.
Oh, yeah.
Or a group, or, you know, I don't want to get into that, but, you know, like, there are, not in Carson. There are certain amount, there are certain powers that be, whatever they may be, not the power that be, whatever, that, benefit from our lack consciousness. So we will go to work and work at a job that you don't like just to be able to pay the bills or put food on the table. And what kind of existence is that?
Yeah.
That is not what I see for this world or what I would wish on for my children. You know, I just really know we can do something better.
That's right.
We have tools and techniques that can help us change our consciousness so that we can have something better.
That's right. I mean, that's the whole purpose of us being here on Earth, is to evolve, to strive for higher heights, and to feel stuck. And this is a term I heard during the whole election thing. Don't complain if you're not going to go and do something about it.
Right.
Don't complain about the conditions if you're not going to do something to change about what's going on.
And you know what? Complaining is not going to change it.
No, it makes it worse.
Or watching the news all the time or buying into this crap. Like, I'm not saying it's not going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying we are aware of it as well, but we don't watch the news.
No.
I mean, I may, if we go on, you log into your computer, you get the home page, and there's some news on there, I may click on an article or two to stay up on what is the collective consciousness right now,
right,
and how can I do my part to not contribute to making that worse.
Exactly.
That's what your consciousness towards the news, if it is even really news, should be, really.
Yeah.
It's
and,
like,
yeah.
I just want to stay up on this so that I can do something different than this.
And it should not be your cue as to what to think or feel.
Right.
Let me repeat that. It should not be your cue as to what to think or feel. Because I think that after a continued cycle or pattern of checking the news, of looking to see what's going on, having a reaction, and then boom, spreading that same, you know, that consciousness in your workplace at home, it then becomes a way for us to take a cue as to how to think about our world,
mm-hmm,
our lives, our future,
mm-hmm,
and how to feel about our world and our lives and our future. And that in itself is one of the most detrimental patterns that our collective consciousness has to break free from. We have to take our power back, take our minds and our hearts back,
mm-hmm,
and say, you know what, this may be what it looks like, however, the truth is this, or however, I'm going to feel this, or I'm going to do this, despite of the fact.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because how many times in history has there been this crazy situation happening, and then the people, or some, there's a mass change, and we make things, we create miracles, you know?
We can create a miracle. I was just thinking as you're saying that, you know, it was bringing to mind that we're two of many, many people talking about this.
Yes.
We're all out here to reach people. Anybody listening, if this strikes any chord of truth in you, that what is going on out there is not the truth. It may be what is happening in this physical world at this moment. However, it's not the truth. Just what we've been doing all day today, we've been working on recording our video for YouTube for a technique that we have called the Breath of Glow, and the consciousness behind it is on giving. And you, if you watch our video, you can see it. But just focusing, you don't even have to know anything about Breath of Glow, but go to the video and check it out.
Yeah.
But just think about your breath right now. How much are you paying to live? Do you need your car? Do you need your job? Do you need your house? Do you need whatever? Clothes. Okay, sure. But are those things allowing you to survive in this world?
How about that?
No. The only thing you need to survive in this world is free, your breath.
Yes.
Without that breath, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So that right there is it's so profound. It's our key to know that there is no lack of anything anywhere at any time.
Yes.
We have a breath to take in any moment, whenever we need it, until we choose not to do it anymore.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, it's there for us, with no fees, no stipulations, no conditions, no interest.
No roaming charges.
No, nothing.
It's immediate, direct contact.
No, no, unlimited, nothing. It is unlimited.
I mean,
just funny. It's just like, I mean, if people could just bring that consciousness to say, I am here, I am breathing, I am alive, and it didn't cost me anything. And if we can somehow collectively transfer that over into the outpicturing of, what is going on here? There's some stuff going on here. Some abundant stuff going on
here.
There's an
abundance of people.
I see candy, floss, and snow cones. Look, we're going to have a fun time when we get out of this car.
It's time to eat. And that's what's up. Good. There's nothing wrong with eating.
Hopefully you enjoyed this little talk. Hopefully it touched a chord of truth. And this is not the last you'll hear of this, because we really do have to band together and change the collective consciousness. That is the only thing that is going to help us out of this apparent crisis that is going on in the world, that they want us to believe. They want us to keep believing. It's going to get worse because we are no longer believing bull anymore. It's harder to fool the people as much, I feel. So it has to get worse. Like, it has to seem like, oh, if all these big companies are going bankrupt, what chance do I have? Hmm. You have a big chance. Don't buy into that. Please.
You know, it's no part is greater than the whole.
Yes.
Everything works in communion with each other. Remember that. Love each other. Love yourselves. Know that as long as there is a breath to breathe, there is a reason to live. And as long as that reason is dominant, beating through your chest every moment, you can make a difference and you can make a change. And I know that it seems hard, but just do baby steps.
Breathing.
Breathing. Start with the breath.
And be conscious of your thoughts. If you're feeling any kind of, depression, a lot of people will feel depression in these times because of this. If you're feeling anything in those kind of ways, you can always think about what we've said here and just shift it. See if you can shift it. Focus on your breath. Focus on the abundance of things. Do not contribute to that collective consciousness of lack. We're out of that. That's over.
It's old school, man. Practice makes perfect. Remember
abundance,
that as well.
Abundance. We love you. Thank you.
Love peace and light.